WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Strike up the band. Lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin'. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and I gotta tell you, I'm thrilled tonight. They've let me do this show 200 times. Some of them weren't at the station, but I've done most of them here at WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And I have to say, I appreciate everybody, mainly Jonathan Mead, who was who saw me coming. He didn't know what I could do, so I've been here. I do the show. What can I do? I'm reliable. I show up. I don't swing naked from the light fixtures. I'm pretty reliable here, and I'm sure nobody wants to see that. It's a good thing it's radio. But this is called 200 Squabble. We began with Arden Omen and their orchestra. Strike up the band. That sounded like the Revelers, so I'm going to say it was, from 1930 off of Victor 78. And then from the Frog CD, Stopping the Traffic, the Missourians, 200 Squabble. That's what we got here. You know, it's a bicentennial, so, that's closest I'm going to get to one. And Willard Robeson with our theme, as always. Didn't start out with that theme, but kind of like it. Now, appropriate of the beginning of a show, we're going to play something from Duke Ellington that is very evocative of that feeling. Daybreak Express.
Daybreak Express.
I guess that's a way to start a show, isn't it? This is Radiola, but wow. That was Valeda Snow in 1937, recording in England. She was an American performer. That was the Queen of the Trumpet. She was singing there, playing her horn. Boy, could she play a horn. Wow. What a player. And boy, great stuff. But that was from 37, Tiger Rag, and that goes out to Eldrick. If anyone can hold him, in fact. They're trying, you know, they're trying to keep him in captivity, but we'll see what happens. Before that, Bunny Berrigan and his Blue Boys, you took advantage of me. Well, that doesn't quite really... It's amazing how my subconscious writes these playlists. I don't know what I'm doing. But 1935, oh, yes, Cliff Jackson there on piano. I know a bunch of other great people. Bud Freeman? I think so. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. You know, I should know these things by heart, but I've just... In my day-to-day existence, I go through things so haphazardly. But that's the magic of Radiola. It's haphazard, but it's fun. Well, half a hazard is better than none. And before that, we had Duke Ellington, Daybreak Express, 1933. I said this was Radiola. 200 of these things. Can you believe it? Oh, my goodness. Actually, there are more. There are a few other things I did. One-off specials, filling in for people. But this was... That's a number I've got, and that's what I'm going to stick with. Here's a recording from 1927 that is very topical to the time. It's also one of the hippest recordings I've ever heard in my life. It's Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Happiness Boys. And in 1927, automotive mogul Henry Ford, who was known for some rather saucy opinions about a certain... segment of the population, recanted publicly and apologized for his publications and his editorials attacking this specific group of people. And this was entirely cynical on his part. And Billy Rose apparently decided it would be fun to, stick the knife in a little bit. And this is the hippest song from 1927, or perhaps you'll hear, maybe even this year. I don't think Harry Shearer could have written this. Not in a million years. But Billy Rose did, and it's a killer. I love it. Since Henry Ford apologized to me.
Hi, is it all? You look happy today.
I am, Jake. You know that fella I was speaking to you from? He called me up by the telephone hop last night. Well, he said, if there is anything I have done to you I am sorry for, I'm glad of it. Well, I don't mind telling you that I'm so happy I could cry.
You're looking simply great. Why don't you celebrate?
Well, I bought myself a quart of hooch, a collar, meet a tie.
Well, if I see you making whoopee, what's your alibi?
I was sad and I was blue, but now I'm just as good as you, since Henry Ford apologized to me.
That's why you threw away your little Chevrolet and bought yourself a Ford coupe.
Well, I told the superintendent that the Dearborn Independent doesn't have to hang up where it used to be.
You're happy now because he settled top the case.
I'm sorry I cut off my nose despite my race.
Are you glad he changed his point of view?
Yes, I like even Hetzel too.
Since Henry Ford apologized to me.
It's a good thing he apologized to, I'm telling you.
Well, when you heard he would be in town, did you write him in advance?
Yes, I asked him please to drop around to see my shop.
Did you say you were a tailor?
Sure, I offered him a chance to get a suit of clothes at cost.
Including extra pants?
Certainly. To even up for what he did, I bought a tractor for my kids since Henry Ford apologized to me.
The mama said she'll feed him if he calls. Gewilde fish and matzah ball.
Yes, muzzle of deer. And if he runs for president, I wouldn't charge a single cent. I'll cast my ballot absolutely free. Maybe.
He's got an aviator for his new machine.
Instead of Charlie Lindbergh's, he's got Charles Lewin.
You've got a cold, now does it hoy?
No, but I don't suffer in Detroit.
Since Henry Ford apologized to me, I put the family jewels in half and bought myself a share of stock. Since Henry Ford apologized to me, I hear you had a baby yesterday and named it Henry right away. But what I thought about that guy, my wife was telling me that I should send him also my apologies. You got some viscous and tied it on your Ford somehow.
And everybody thinks I've got a Lincoln now.
I saw the brand new cars he makes.
Instead of Lizzie's, they call them Jake's.
Since Henry Ford apologized to me.
The thrill of every little kiss. baby teaches loving. Now come on, pucker up your lips close to mine, for here's a little baby who craves loving. Come cuddle closer, hold me tight. Tomorrow morning we'll say good night. So close your pretty eyes and close, close your pretty lips, and give your little baby lots of loving.
All right, pull over here, pull over.
Listen, officer, while I officer, something novel in alibis.
Well, it better be a good one.
Well, listen, constable, she's responsible. Take a look at those eyes. Say, how can I keep my mind on driving when my gal is driving me mad? How can I keep my mind on steering when my gal is steering me bad? How can I keep shifting my gears when my gal keeps picking my ears? How can I keep throwing my clutch when my gal keeps clutching so much? I keep yelling, I keep telling, tain't no time to neck. She don't listen, just keeps kissing, that's why I'm a wreck. Oh, take away my driver's license, I won't be mad, in fact, I will be glad. How can I keep my mind on driving when my gal is driving me mad? Say, how can I keep my mind on driving when my gal is driving me buzz? How can I stop, look, and listen when my gal wants kissing and hugs? How can I see green lights ahead? All that I keep seeing is red. Don't know if I'm coming or gone when my gal keeps blowing that horn. She keeps squeezing, she keeps teasing, how she makes me rave. I got one foot on the brake and one foot in the grave. Oh, lock me up for reckless driving, I won't complain if you put me in chains. How can I keep my mind on driving when I got my mind on that gal?
All right, come with me. I'm going to lock you up. I'll take care of the gal.
All right, officer. I think I'll be safer.
Yes, they need love too, and don't we all? This is Radio. That was a group called the Three Tobacco Tags, and if you check out my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com, you will find that I've linked to their Facebook fan page. I didn't know that they would even have one, but they do. I think descendants of the Three Tobacco Tags have set it up, and that's it's good stuff. I like that. That was from 1938. Before that, we had Eileen Stanley, "Give Your Little Baby Lots of Lovin'," from 1929, beginning with the Happiness Boys, "Since Henry Ford Apologized to Me," 1927. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. And radiolablog.blogspot.com. That'll get you there. Don't worry about it. And now we're going to continue with Jesse Crawford. This is on an autograph recording from 1924, and the unique aspect of autograph was that they were making electrical recordings before anyone else was. This was recorded in 1924 electrically. Now, it doesn't sound as good as the sound you got on the Columbia Vivatonals or the Victor Electrics or Orthophonics of that era a little later, but it's perceptibly electric. It's a little bit better in some ways. But here's Jesse Crawford on the Chicago Theater pipe organ in 1924, all alone. And there's La Rosita, Eddie South and his Alabamians from 1927. Fairly nice 78 there. Not much wrong with that one at all. That's a lovely record, and it's a lovely performance on that record. The guitarist, if I remember correctly, I know he had a couple at that point in the Alabamians. He had Mike McKendrick and Everett Barksdale. I forget which one that was, but the guitar work in there is superb. So I'm very, very happy to have that for you tonight. Before that, we had Edith Baker, Dancing Till Dawn. There were a few other musicians on there. She played the piano. That's on a CD called Dainty Debutantes from Rivermont. And Rivermont is Brian Wright's excellent reissue label. And they also have modern musicians playing music, revival of jazz and of such type playing. Of piano playing, and it's both aspects of the catalog are really amazing. So I want you to check out the links on the Radiola blog, would you, to Rivermont and to that CD in particular, and I guarantee you'll love it. I love it too. It's just great playing. Before that, Jesse Crawford playing the Chicago Theater of Pipe Organ in 1924 on an Electric Recording autograph label. All Alone, Irving Berlin. Can't go wrong there. Very nice reading of that. I boosted the bass just a bit so we could hear the bass pedals a little there. But what can you do? And here on radio, I'm Andy Senior, and I've had 200 shows. This is number 200. It's very nice to do to be here with that. Here's a record I found to be somewhat of an anomaly, and I also found when I got it... it was almost too warped to make a transfer of it. So I had to master this at 33 and a third and then use my technological software to make this sound like a record. Wayne King and his orchestra, Ernie Burchill on the vocal. Now, this is this recording is on because it's pretty darn good hot dance. I was surprised, but there are some nice elements on this recording, and it's not it's Wayne King, but he's trying to play good here. It's a nice syncopated recording of "You Are the Melody" from 1930.
Thank you. think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous, but I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? All of my shirts are unsightly, all of my ties are a crime. If dear in you I pick rightly, it's the very first time. You came along, say, I think you're wonderful, I think you're grand, but I may be wrong.
Love that. I love that. I love it. I love it so much. What can I say? The Missourians. I've got someone, 1929. I just, you don't need somebody. You just dance by yourself for that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. The Missourians. Before that, the Hi-Hatters, Frank Luther on the vocal. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. 1929. Sometimes I don't think I'm wonderful. We'll talk about that later. But tonight I'm doing pretty well. Yes, indeed. And the one thing, I may be wrong, but I think that accordion really adds a nice richness to the sound of that band. Very well recorded for 1929. Very, very nice sound on that. Before that, Wayne King, and as I say, this was a rescue. That record was almost unplayable. It was unplayable, in fact, at its proper speed. But we got it out there for you because I'd never heard it before. You Are the Melody, 1930. Nice trumpet work. Interesting sax playing. I won't say wonderful, but very, very different. Nice work on the violin and guitar under the vocal. Bass playing was good. That's really a decent hot dance. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here at beautiful Hamlin College, somewhat deserted tonight. All the kids are out on spring break, but I don't get spring break because, all year is spring break for me as long as I can do this show. And I've done 200 of them, so I'm thrilled. This is number 200. Yes, indeed. I'm just amazed. I'm astonished, in fact. I'm gobsmacked, if you want to go that far. If you want to find out this playlist, any other playlist, and there are links to archived shows and whatever, as you scroll down through the various entries, you will find that on Radiola Blog. Type Radiola into Google, or type radiolablog.blogspot.com if you like typing, but sometimes your fingers get tired and you got to do something else for a while. But Radiola should be easy enough, and the exclamation point is not necessary. But you'll get there nonetheless, and you'll see what I'm up to. Not much going on this weekend. I just want to make a brief announcement that this Sunday at the Canastota Public Library, the Bearcat Jazz Band featuring Dick Ames will be playing. That's in Canastota, exit 34 off the thruway. So if you want to hear, I think they're starting around 2 p.m., but you can look it up, I guess. I should come in with this information, but the Bearcat Jazz Band are very nice. So they're playing this weekend, and maybe we'll see you there. Here's Mark Shane. I played some Mark Shane last week. I had to play this. Here's Mark with Kevin Dorn on drums, Dan Levinson on reeds, and John Eric Kelso on trumpet. Fats lives. Indeed he does. A Fats-inspired album. Fats Waller, that is, not Domino. That came later. Fats Waller-inspired album, All My Life.